Glory to Jesus Christ. Yesterday we celebrated Feast of Saint Mary of Egypt. We have her icon here. And today we have Sunday, fifth Sunday of the Great Fast, which is dedicated to her again. So we have in 2 days some kind of memory of Saint Mary of Egypt. And probably I don't need to remind you her life story. This is a wonderful life story, but when I was thinking about this, her life, this her message for us, and I was reading, something touched me this year, really, it was like strong impact to my heart, this moment and her life, which changed her life. You know that she was a sinful woman. She enjoyed all pleasures of the world and all pleasures of flesh. And, well, just one day, because of curiosity, she wanted to go with other people to the church to see. Probably she didn't want to venerate the relics, the church, but she just wanted to see that. And when she came closer to church and she wanted to enter through the door, she couldn't. Some kind of invisible power put like barrier, and she was not allowed to enter the temple. And it was so strong, a so powerful experience for her, that it led to change her life, and she became a wonderful example of repentance from the time. She spent 40 years in repentance and desert, eating nothing, just 5 loaves of bread. And the liturgical text call her angel in human body. And it touched me, this moment when she couldn't enter the church. It touched me so powerful, and I asked myself, yes, oh Lord, maybe I can enter the church, physical building, but can I enter closer inside to unity with you? Are the doors of mercy open for me, or they are closed? Am I able to come to the source of grace or not? And maybe, well, it was a really powerful thought. And maybe we say, well, this is clear. When we come to God, He gives us grace immediately. But we can be very wrong. Because when I went through this, my thought, I realized there are many things which can deprive me of this source of grace in my life. I didn't realize that until this thought came to me, and I'm sorry because of that, I have to make the repentance for that. But sometimes I think this mindset of this world, this present world, gives us this impression that if I say prayer, I am immediately in God's hands. If I turn to God, God really answers immediately. He does, but it's not so simple. What can close door or what can put barrier between us and the source of God's grace. And if we look to teachings of Holy Fathers, how our teachers of spiritual life, they say this clearly. They say this: if your heart is full of world, you are very far from God. You even are not able to understand God's grace. You have no sense, the ability to understand God's grace. And this is true. You know, how many times when we are consumed by some kind of activity, some things we are doing in our life, we are consumed with our plans, with our desires, we are things that we want to do. We are full of this world, and try to recall how many days pass without even some kind of memory of God. How far we are many times from this source of grace. Holy Fathers, they say that another thing, another barrier, is that we don't have fear of God. And they mean this, that if you don't have fear of God, it means you don't have this deep respect. So you don't keep commandments. And it causes that you are far from this source of grace. You don't even don't understand God very well. You know these things which we learn from catechism, but they don't live in you. They don't have life. It is just knowledge which has no impact on your relationship with God. And how many it is time, and you can imagine, you know, that it's like one priest told me that, look, I know about life of that person. I know that person is, it's not worthy to receive communion. And this person comes to chalice to receive communion. And I am giving this communion to the person, then I have to make repentance for that person because the person receives communion unworthy and doesn't realize that. I said, it's my heart is broken, damaged. And this is what this fear of God, if it is missing, we are not able to recognize holy things. And sometimes instead of getting blessing for Holy Communion, we are receiving punishment from God because not we receive communion unworthy. And many times in our liturgy it is mentioned that we pray that may we have power to recognize that. So not keeping commandments is not something that takes us away from the source of God's grace. And we think, well, we don't do anything wrong, big thing, you know, we don't kill anybody and everything. Well, this is true. But for example, yes, if I skip prayer one day, maybe we think that, well, it's not a big deal. It is, because it shows that we don't love God. So, but still, it is not something what leads to spiritual death. But if I skip prayers for a whole week, I don't say, you know, prayers, I don't say, if you say 1 hour Father morning, 1 hour Father evening, and that's it. This doesn't count as a prayer. This is not prayer life. It's just attempt to do something. But if we skip for 1 week, it's very serious, because it means that my soul is dead. And I have to resurrect my soul through repentance. And then I can receive Holy Communion, Christ. And many times, Holy Father says there's so many things, and it would be take a long time to say all the things which cause that source of grace is close from me. I can imagine that, yes, of course, and yes, true, God is merciful and He wants to give us everything, but He expects us to create these conditions through which this His grace can come to our soul. He doesn't push His grace on us without our cooperation. And it's not so easy. It's from those like more advanced forms, you know, like what can cause that we are deprived of God's grace is, for example, when we try. When we pray hard, when we read gospel, when we try really hard to live spiritual life, and probably then we read some kind of very good book which tells us about this sweetness which comes in the end of our exercises, spiritual life. And we think, okay, it is so great to have this fruit of spiritual life, this fruit of this connection with God in my life. And if we try to make jump without cleansing our soul, cleansing our mind, cleansing of our passions, removing sin from our life, if we make jump and we want to taste this fruit, which comes after, Holy Fathers, they say, then God's anger comes upon you and God's punishment, and it makes you blind. Why? Because you skip this common way, this path you should go through. As Christ went on Golgotha, and He took this shame of cross on Himself, then glory of cross was revealed through resurrection. If we skip in our life this shame of cross, this path of shame, when we try to cleanse ourselves, and we just want the glory of the Christ, we can expect God's punishment. And we are then really slaves of our fantasies and illusions, which are not real life. It is not easy. Spiritual life is difficult, and spiritual life is its hard path. But each of us is invited to go through. But we have to be, at first, if we want to be, to go through and to come to inside of the temple, inside of this source of God's grace, if we want to be really united with God, we have to take it seriously. We have to say, this is sin. We have to ask God for opening our eyes to see clearly. We cannot allow ourselves to see this is nothing. If I have bad thoughts, it's not something I should like, oh, it's nothing. I have to be terrified that it is in my head. I have to be so terrified that I would run to the church to beg for help. If I am a slave of some kind of weakness, some kind of habit which is sinful, I cannot say, well, that's nothing. I have to be terrified and to come and beg God for help to make me free from that. And sometimes it is fight for whole life. But this we are supposed to do, because what is God's will? No. What is God's order for us? His order is be perfect. And how perfect? He points on his Father. He said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is goal of your life. This is something you have to reach. This is my order for you to reach this perfectness, because you are called for that. And today, in today's gospel, we saw a woman there. She was accused because she was a sinner. Yeah. What Christ said? Christ said, well, okay, nobody condemned you. I don't condemn you, but go and avoid this sin. He gives her forgiveness, but he said, it's not something you should continue in. You have to really change your life. You have to change your life so totally that the sin will not be in your life anymore. This is what God tells us. We have to take it seriously and really think about and ask ourselves, when we come into a church, yes, God allows us to enter this physical building, but are we able to approach the source of grace too? What kind of condition God can find, state or a soul he can find in our souls? This is a condition which allows us to really to get this abundant mercy he gives us, or the source is closed for us. We can lie to ourselves. We can to pretend. We can say, well, somehow it will be, God is merciful. But the truth is, it will be as he said, told us how it will be. We know how it will be. God will not adjust to our laziness, because he gives us everything what we need to grow. When I was thinking about this Mary of Egypt, and I thought that, well, maybe it was a mistake to put this, her memory, or, you know, her in the end to the great fast. Maybe it should be on the first Sunday of great fast. May this memory shakes our souls. But then I realized one thing, that it is good and wise. Because I felt it, thinking about her life, a message which comes to us, that for me it was like last call. Maybe we wasted a lot of weeks, first weeks of the great fast, but now church offers us her example. And it is like really last call. Do something. Take it seriously. Take it seriously. So let's think about this. And it is always good if we let God's grace to shake our soul, shake our life, this style of life, way of life which we have. Maybe we are able to open our eyes and maybe to try to do something more. and to move to that perfectness. And today we can ask and to add to this liturgical prayer to Saint Mary. Saint Mary of Egypt, pray for us. Amen.